Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 21. And Yahuwah visited Sarah as he had said, and Yahuwah did for Sarah as he had spoken. So Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the appointed time of which Elohim had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son, who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Yitzhak. And Abraham circumcised his son Yitzhak when he was 8 days old, as Elohim had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Yitzhak was born to him. And Sarah said,
Elohim has made me laugh, and everyone who hears of it laughs with me.
And she said,
Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children, for I have borne him a son in his old age?
And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast on the day when Yitzhak was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Mitzrite, whom she had borne to Abraham, mocking. So she said to Abraham,
Drive out this female servant and her son, for the son of this female servant shall not inherit with my son, with Yitzhak.
And the matter was very evil in the eyes of Abraham, because of his son. But Elohim said to Abraham,
Let it not be evil in your eyes, because of the boy, and because of your female servant. Whatever Sarah has said to you, listen to her voice, for in Yitzhak your seed is called. And of the son of the female servant I also make a nation, because he is your seed.
And Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water, which he gave to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, also the boy, and sent her away. And she left and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water in the skin was used up, and she placed the boy under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat down about a bow shot away, for she said,
Let me not see the death of the boy.
And she sat opposite him and lifted up her voice and wept. And Elohim heard the voice of the boy, and the messenger of Elohim called to Hagar from the Shamayim and said to her,
What is the matter with you, Hagar? Do not fear, for Elohim has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Arise, lift up the boy, and hold him with your hand, for I make a great nation of him.
And Elohim opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the skin with water, and gave the boy a drink. And Elohim was with the boy. And he grew, and dwelt in the wilderness, and became an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran. And his mother took a wife for him from the land of Mitzrayim. And it came to be at the time that Avimelech and Pichol, the commander of his army, spoke to Abraham, saying,
Elohim is with you in all that you do. And now, swear to me by Elohim, not to be untrue to me, to my offspring, or to my descendants. Do to me according to the kindness that I have done to you and to the land in which you have dwelt.
And Abraham said,
I swear.
And Abraham reproved Avimelech because of a well of water which Avimelech's servants had seized. And Avimelech said,
I do not know who has done this deed. Neither did you inform me, nor did I hear until today.
So Abraham took sheep and cattle and gave them to Avimelech, and the two of them made a covenant. And Abraham put 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Avimelech asked Abraham,
What are these 7 ewe lambs which you have put by themselves?
And he said,
Take these 7 ewe lambs from my hand, to be my witness that I have dug this well.
So he called that place Beersheba, because the two of them swore an oath there. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. And Avimelech rose with Pichol, the commander of his army, and they returned to the land of the Pelishtites. And he planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there called on the name of Yahuwah, the everlasting El. And Abraham sojourned in the land of the Pelishtites many days.